Uncle and Aunt. How happy Uncle used to be a summer time, when Aunt and he, a Sunday evenings, yarm in yarm, did whack about their tiny farm, while birds did sing and knots did swarm, drew grass almost above their knees, and round be hedges and be trees, with leafy boughs a-swaying. His hat were broad, his coat were brown, with two long flaps a-hanging down, and from his knee went down a blue knit stockin to his buckled shoe. An aunt did pull her gown tile drew her pocket hole, to keep her neat, as she mid wake or take a seat, be leafy boughs a-swaying. And first, they'd go to see their lots of potyarbs in the garden plots, and he, it may be, gwine drew hatch, would see aunt's voles upon a patch of seeds, and vow if he could catch em wi' his gun, they shouldn't flee no more into their roostin' tree, wi' leafy boughs a-swaying. And then from garden they did pass drew orchard, for to see the grass, and if the bluth so thick and white, mid be at all a-touched wi' blight. And uncle, happy at the sight, did guess what cider there mid be in all the orchard, tree, wi' tutties all a-swayin'. And then they stumped along from there a-field, to see the cows and mare. And she, when uncle come in sight, looked up and pricked her ears upright, and whickered out wi' all her might. And he, a-chucklin', went to see the cows below the shady tree, wi' leafy boughs a-swayin'. And last of all, they went to know how vast the grass in mead did grow. And then Anne said, 'twere time to go in whom, a-holdin' up her shoe to show how wet a were wi' dew. And so they toddled whom to rest, like culvers, vleein' to their nest, in leafy boughs a-swayin'.